Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Jermaine Kresmer, the owner of Kresmer HR Consulting. Jermaine, for the last 16 years at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Jermaine, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Very good. Well, first of all, Paul, I'm honored and delighted to be here. I'm delighted that you asked me to share some tips. It's really my pleasure to share these tips. You asked me about my business. So what I do at Kresmer HR Consulting is that I help a small business out with their human resources needs. I call myself your partner in employee management. And what I do is, for the small business owner that needs help navigating California labor laws, I could do that for them. Many businesses are looking to hire their first employee, and I help them with that, getting things set up. Also, managing the employee life cycle, such as things like benefits and so on, what happens, we need new policies, getting things set up. And also, if they need to depart, I handle that for them as well. So I enjoy what I do as a human resources consultant, and I'm here to help small businesses out with their human resources needs. So that's what I do. And you asked me to share some tips about best practices for businesses. Well, I thought about this and I came up with about three, we'll see if I have room for four of them. And my first one is, it's so basic, but we all forget it, and that's to listen. Listen to another person. And what I mean by that is, it makes a person feel so valued that somebody listened to them. When I look at my work life, the boss that listened to me, I felt so treasured and valued by them, and it helped me be a better worker, actually. They listened to my ideas or even my complaints about the workplace, what's going on, and they clued me in as to what's happening. They listen to me. When I take on a client, I listen to them. I make it a practice to listen to them and just simply start off with the question, you know, let me know what's going on here, and have them talk before I share anything about me. And they found it to be very effective. Listening is so important. Everybody wants to be heard. So I'll leave with that thought. A second thought is, lead by example. You know, as I was preparing for this take five, I thought about what a good practices, and I thought about the best bosses I ever had, or the best people I knew that led volunteer organizations, the people I admired. And those were people that led by example. They led because they were hard workers. They were hard workers. They made the tough decisions. At the same time, they listened to me and listened to my ideas, or like I said, even my complaints or my thoughts, and they made me feel valued. That combination of listening plus hard work and them taking the tough decisions, defending their team and leading us in the right direction, it made me feel inspired and made me be a harder worker because I admired them so much. I didn't want to let them down. Teamwork. So that's one way to do it. For if you're in management, lead by example. Listen, lead by example. Pull your own weight. I can't emphasize that enough. I just admire bosses that do that so much. Another one is, get up from your desk and walk around and meet people. I have a business coach that talks to me throughout his years of business experience about walking around privileges. If you're in a company, you have walking around privileges. What does that mean? You can go from, you don't have to sit behind your desk. You can go from department to department, start meeting people, listening to them, find out what's going on in different departments. This isn't about, you know, this is about more making connections with people. And as a consultant, he told me many stories about how we did that, how to put the teams together. You know, you would be better off, he would say, if you met so-and-so in that department, they've got the same problem you do, and he put the two together. He also said, with my walking around privileges, I noticed where things were wrong in the company. Mm-hmm. Like, why was the computer, the mainframe computer in those days, sitting underneath the sprinklers? You would say to the manager, maybe you shouldn't have that there. Would you like to talk about it a little bit? And he gave story after story with walking around privileges, how it actually increased his business because he found the problems. So it helps to meet people. Another boss I truly admired had a great practice at the end of the day. This is in human resources, and I was an employee of hers. She would go to everybody's desk or everybody's workstation and say, what's on your plate? Tell me what's on your plate. And I'd say, well, you know, it's X, Y, Z. She would say, maybe, you know, maybe you could do this task instead of that one, or I'll talk to so-and-so, maybe put your two together. She got to know what was going on. I feel valued because somebody listened to me about my day. It made me become a better worker, and the workflow flowed so much better. Get up and talk to people, listen to people, make friends in other departments. It can't help but help you in your business, help you in your work life. So I'm a big believer in that. Another thing is never stop learning. There is so much to learn in this internet world. We all know this. It never stops, but we can try. For me, I gotten very much involved in my professional organization where I learn a lot about labor law. I have to keep on top of this. I loved going to trade shows with friends of mine that were in certain industries because I could learn what other industries were doing. And maybe in many of them, I saw the future of work with things like robotics and automation and so on, help me become better prepared to meet my next set of clients. We all know about internet articles and so on, professional journals, but just even learning from other people, what are industry trends? Where are things going? Describing to newsletters. We can't absorb it all, but we can absorb it some. Learning, keep on learning. And those are the things I would like to share. Just listen, lead by example, never stop learning, and get up behind the desk and meet people. FaceTime is so valuable. So thank you for letting me share.
Jermaine, first of all, thanks on behalf of all these people that watch this. And as you know, they're very popular now. I just wanted to say a big thank you for your very kind of clear and practical ways of helping people and organizations be their best. And just a message out to our listeners and to our viewers, please do make sure you keep an eye on the website under the events page because of the free professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Jermaine, could I offer you a virtual high five?
You sure can.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.